This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWired.com, and I am here this morning on the last day of the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, and I am with Bob McCann from Victoria, Texas. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, Bob, thanks for spending a little bit of time with me. You know, you've been here for a couple days. So far, what issue have you been most closely watching?
Well, for this group here, the GIPSA issue, the grain inspection, Packers Stockyards, new rules are probably the top issue for us. And our government affairs team in Washington has been an inordinate amount of time basically watching that issue. And, you know, whenever there are opportunities to get something done where that's going to be an easier transition, easier rule for producers, cattle producers, then they're doing what they can, working through the legislature and to try to ease that restriction.
So, Bob, what do you think pending regulations that you've been talking about this week, what do you think might most impact your business?
Well, I could probably encapsulate most of the issues into over-regulation in one word, and that's basically from all of the regulatory authorities, and this administration has been particularly restrictive and more or less abusive of the authority that they have within the regulatory agencies. And so that has been a full-time job for our staff in Washington. The environmental issues within the EPA have probably been some of the top issues also. And I think that we're going to be able to work through a lot of that. And I think we've got more balance in Washington today with the turnover in the House. And we have cattle-friendly, livestock-friendly legislators on both sides of the aisle. So we spend a lot of time, you know, working with our legislatures there that they're friendly to our issues and have some knowledge of how our businesses work and what it takes for us to be able to operate.
So, Bob, what do you think is the biggest challenge you're facing in the next year?
Well, probably the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act have there's been some real abuses of the authority there, and when those issues are within the regulatory agency, as you know, it's just that much more difficult because we don't necessarily have as much power to change the direction. So I think that is probably going to be one of our biggest challenges. We would like to get more agriculture-friendly legislators elected in the next cycle, and that's going to be a big focus for the policy division and for our PAC. And that's all coming up pretty soon. The other issue that's going to be very big for us is the Farm Bill and the 2012 Farm Bill. We're not sure about the timing or when that's going to get the attention, but we're ready. We've had a number of meetings and had a lot of conversation with our members about the Farm Bill, a lot of input from members across the country about where we want to go with the Farm Bill. So that's going to be a big challenge for us also.
And then, Bob, in closing, what do you think you're most optimistic about in the next year?
Well, I am optimistic about this association's relationship with a lot of the legislators that we've had in Washington. We have had some educational events for a lot of the new legislators. There are a lot of new legislators coming into Washington these days. So we've been taking every opportunity we can to have them into our office, tell them about our issues, tell them about our lifestyle. The New Farmers and Ranchers Alliance is a real bright spot in our future, I think. I think we're going to be able to tell our story at that forum, and it won't just be from us. It'll be from people involved in agriculture across the spectrum. So I think that's going to be a real bright spot for us.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.